Pitt leaned forward a little.
Have you ever cleaned out the stuff your father left when he died?
How'd you know about that?
Martin told me. And I'll tell you what they told me. Archive it all in external storage, as many copies as you want, but get it the hell out of your head.
It's my mother.
It's not. It's someone else's memory of a horror involving your mother. I'm assuming your father's memory. And then he died. I don't care what your religion says. Carrying around that kind of memory is like sleeping with a rotting corpse.
Anger flared. Kai fought it down. What they told you?
Personal, ma'am. The details. But I had something in my implant as toxic as what you have in yours. Thing about implants, they told me, is it's worse than traumatic memories in the brain itself. The implant can't forget and can't remodel the memories to something tolerable. You can treat the trauma in the brain, but if you don't get it out of the implant, it always comes back.
I don't know.
External storage preserves it if you need it, but you shouldn't access it for half a standard year minimum. I kept mine 5 years, then dumped it. Knew I didn't need it. Wouldn't want it. The wetware memory was enough to deal with, and I had dealt with it. I'll be back.
Kai felt shaky, as if the room itself were trembling. She put out her hand. No visible tremor, at least. It was ridiculous.
Oh, I don't have time for this. I don't have energy for this.
Second course. Get this into you, but slower.
Kai was halfway through that plateful when she realized she had not taken any of the precautions against possible toxins that she had been advised to take until they caught the assassins. She stopped with the fork halfway to her mouth.
It's all right. I checked it. But you see what I mean. You're not fit right now.
I have to be fit.
Yes. Which means you're going to have to do something about it. No one can make you. Nobody in your force outranks you. You don't have a proper medical assessment board set up yet. The Moray people are halfway between worship and stark panic. You're the only one who can get yourself fit.
Kai thought about it, realizing even as she did that it was far too hard to think. If she tried developing a battle plan and commanding in battle, as cloudy as she felt, she didn't want to think of the possibilities.
So, what do I do? What facilities do they have?
Pitt looked at her for a moment.
Here's what I think would work to maintain your command's confidence in you and return you to full capacity as fast as possible. It's based on what Mackenzie uses, with available local resources.
Which you've already researched.
Yes. Yes, I did, ma'am. And for a good reason. Staff should always be prepared with what the commander needs to know.
Kai took another bite of the food.
Right.
You tell your command, your captains, the senior Moray officers, that you've realized you're having more sequelae from Vanguard's blow-up than you knew. And you want to get it worked on while they're fitting out the new ships. You've got people qualified to supervise that, and until you hear from Cascadia if that girl's been able to figure out where Turek's headed, you can't do much planning. Though you do need to build a new staff, same organization basically, and, just a suggestion, include some Moray officers.
Kai's head ached again, but less. Through the fog, she could now perceive all this made sense.
They'll think I'm...
Very wise. Look, ma'am, I know I'm way out of line, but I'm the only one who can talk to you this straight. What you do is go back to your quarters, shower again, put on a clean uniform...
Kai looked down at herself. She had just grabbed one without checking, she realized, and that was completely unprofessional.
And come back here and tell them. Make your own dispositions, of course. But I'd recommend you include a Slaughter Key officer and Captain Pettigrew in the team to ramrod the ship preparation alongside the Moray people. Cascadia, Moray, and Captain Argelos to organize a staff for you.
How long?
You have 45 minutes. And a clear path. Your security's waiting outside this entrance. I'll just clear up here and have everything ready for you.
Kai made it back to her quarters, showered, checked hair and teeth and all carefully, and made sure the uniform she put on was freshly cleaned. She felt better, almost better enough to think she could make it without taking a few days off from medical nonsense, but that had gotten her into such a state she didn't even know she'd put on a soiled uniform. No, hard as it was, she'd do it, whatever it took. The men and women facing her in the conference room looked anxious as she came in. She recited what Pitt had suggested, almost word for word. Their faces relaxed slightly.
I've been irritable. My apologies to anyone I've bitten. A more thorough medical evaluation should take care of everything. You know they told me when I first came in that I shouldn't check out so fast.
Don't worry. We'll take care of everything, and if we need to hold departure a while...
I doubt that will be necessary, as long as I do what I'm told. I may be as stubborn as all the other Vadas, but I can follow orders. Sometimes.
There were smiles in response that looked almost natural.
Feel free to not tell me anything you're doing. I'm sure you'll be fine without me. For a while, anyway.
It was hard to turn away from the table. Hard to make herself leave the room. But inside, she felt a shift. A change of something indefinable that told her she was making the right decision.